TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
For some reason, Noah, you have like a tick-tick-tick-tick noise when you're talking.
Oh yeah, that's the no mic about to fail sound.
Already?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That sucks. Because that's not Noah's fault, that's my fault.
How's it your fault?
He's at my house. Oh. He's in the room next to me, on my wife's computer.
So we're doing it at your house.
We had game night last night, and the last train leaves at 11, so he would have to have been done. But if he stayed over, we could play games until, as it turned out, 1 in the morning.
Ooh.
Just gonna wait and tell you later, or like mess with you and like all of a sudden show up on Noah's mic.
You should have done that. That would have been hilarious.
It would have been, but I can't hold my wad.
No. No!
Hello?
Hello.
I think we're okay.
You think so?
I can hear you, and it's recording.
All right.
Let's sync this up. Hopefully nothing else fails.
All right.
All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy has to save his company from a tornado, Noah watches some anime, we have a game night and are inspired to play another round of 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon. And when you hear the sound...
Train personnel will be assisting you soon. Please help us by remaining calm.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
It's like a fine wine we have here.
It's more like a Boone's Farm apple wine.
It's more like a stinky sour vinegar.
More like some grapes somebody accidentally stepped on, and the juice accidentally got in your sock.
And fermented.
Sock wine.
Welcome to TanCast.
You don't want to drink it, but it'll get you drunk. And you're an alcoholic, so there you are.
I'm Tim, the tea in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'll make you blind.
I'm Noah. I'll make you have a good time. I'll socially lubricate you.
Oh dear.
Oh my. You know that is from the Howard Stern show?
The Oh My?
Yeah.
No.
Huh.
I can't remember the story, but for some reason he was on the Howard Stern show, and he said it for some reason, and Howard Stern loved it, and so it became a thing.
Huh. Well, random facts.
Random facts by Noah.
We actually already have a jingle for that. It's called Left Field Facts from Noah.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left Field Facts from Noah.
Left Field Facts by Noah.
That's not how it goes.
Left of the fields and the facts by Noah.
Jesus Christ, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what Andy doesn't know yet? That we're not doing his high five list this week.
Oh, okay.
Because someone hadn't thought of his list before he came over last night, and since he didn't go home, he didn't have time to think of it.
Alrighty.
Should we do some fan laughs?
Why not?
Sure.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to read some 10 laughs. 10 laughs. Send them in, we'll read your 10 laughs. 10 laughs. Just send us in your jokes, we'll read them for you. You'll laugh off your ass as we read some 10 laughs.
I love that there's a delay from across the hall.
Now you know how much of that delay is mental.
No, oh, I don't. Stop okay. It.
All right.
Stupid Andy.
Yeah.
You got burned, son.
But I love you, Andy.
I know. I can feel you back there.
Oh, my. All right. Well, this one's from Tyler. A few weeks back, we said we weren't going to do our... Oh, we were going to... He wanted us to do the worst video game ever tournament, and we were like, nope. Oh, wait. This isn't a Tan Laugh? Shit. Why is this in Tan Laughs? It's just a listener email.
Because someone misfiled it. Tim.
Yeah, that's me. All right. I don't have anything. Oh, wait, here's something from Tyler. Maybe I haven't read this one yet. Okay, here we go. I have been slipping on sending you guys tan laughs, so I'm making it up by sending you some right now. What is the guillotine?
I don't know.
A French chopping center.
Oh, I see what you did there. Go on.
Did you hear about the French man who jumped into the river in Paris?
He got clean?
He was declared to be insane. S-E-I-N-E, I assume that's a river?
Yes.
Oh.
Geography knowledge necessary for that joke to make sense is what Tim doesn't have, so he read it anyway, and he sounds like an idiot because he doesn't get his own joke.
Hey!
Which ghost was the president of France?
I don't know.
Charles de Gaulle.
Oh, I think I get that one.
Yeah, me too.
De Gaulle.
So, did you hear about the brave Frenchman?
No such thing.
No, me neither.
Exactly. Oh, you didn't? Well, don't feel bad. No one else has either. And why don't they have fireworks at Euro Disney?
Because they'll burn down.
Because every time they shoot one off, French try to surrender.
Oh. Poor Frenchies.
Tyler just went on a French tirade.
It was needed.
Those French have had a free ride for far too long.
It's time someone showed them what's what.
In the butt.
What? In the butt. What? In the butt. You want to put it in my butt? Put it in my butt. Put it in my butt. Put it in my butt. What? In the butt. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Avocado.
Avocado who?
Please let me in. I'm hungry and my family's cold.
What the hell?
I heard that randomly on a podcast, so I was like, yeah, I like that one. It's a good anti-joke.
Avocado.
And someone's kid told it to him, which I thought was even funnier.
That shit's dark.
It is. Just like my bowels.
I would hope so.
Well, sometimes I shine a light up there.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, I accidentally turned you guys up. I'm like, why are you guys yelling?
I am not looking forward to a colonoscopy, by the way.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to your colonoscopy.
Yeah, I'm recording. Will you be there with me, Tim?
Oh, yep. I'll hold your hand.
Sweet.
Or whatever else.
Will you give me a reach around?
Sure.
I don't think you will, Tim. I think you're just saying that right now.
Well, time will tell.
I can't trust you anymore, Tim.
Could you ever trust me?
A little bit.
All right.
As far as I can throw you.
Gonna blow your guts up like a balloon. Shove a little sneaky camera all the way up you. Doesn't seem pleasant.
Not at all.
You know what seems less pleasant, though?
What?
Colorectal cancer.
You got me there.
Yeah. Shitting in a bag for the rest of your life seems less fun. Potentially for the rest of your short life, so, yeah.
But that's future time. I got to listen now where there's a camera in my butt.
Which is worse, future cancer or present camera in the butt? I don't know, but present Andy doesn't like what that doctor's doing back there.
All right, Captain Sunshine, you read your tan laugh or yeah, what?
Sure, fine. I'm trying to decide how many of these were actually like written jokes and how many of them made sense verbally. But Dean sent us...
Tim!
Get to it. Get to it, man. Come on.
6 months ago, Dean sent us tan laughs from Tech Republic, the geekiest tech jokes on the internet. So strap yourself in for some mirth. There are 10 types of people in the world, those who understand binary and those who don't. How many programmers does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them.
None. It's a hardware problem. A search engine optimization couple had twins. For the first time, they were happy with duplicate content.
I got that one.
Why is it that programmers always confuse Halloween and Christmas?
Because they are some dumbass motherfuckers.
Because Oct 31 equals Dec 25. That's an octal and decimal joke.
I was right there with you, Andy.
That's amazing that it works exactly that way.
It is. In order to understand recursion, you must first understand recursion.
Say what?
Why do Java developers wear glasses?
So they can see all those fine beans from the Colombian rainforest?
No, so because they can't see sharp. What do you call 8 hobbits?
A movie?
A hobbite.
Oh.
When did the developer go broke?
When he bet on these jokes to be funny?
Yes. He used up all his cash.
Ah.
Why did the geek add body padding top 1000px to his Facebook profile?
Because he... I don't know.
He wanted to keep a low profile. Because that pushes everything down on the page. It's a CSS joke.
These jokes are just for you, Andy.
Yep. Second to last that I'm going to do. Far from second to last. An SEO, search engine optimization expert, walks into a bar, bars, pub, tavern, public house, Irish pub, drinks, beer, alcohol.
All right, I got that one.
And the last one I'm going to do, I would tell you a UDP joke, but you might not get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
UDP is TCP's cousin, but delivery is never confirmed.
Oh, got it. But I can't confirm that.
So if anybody else wants to suffer, I mean, read the rest of these. We'll put a link.
Trained personnel will be assisting you soon. Please help us by remaining calm.
I enjoyed them, but some of them are much more visual than, so I skipped them.
All right. How the fornication was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the heck was everyone's week?
We had some excitement on Monday.
Did you? What did you do?
We did.
Tim was here all about it.
So we were under tornado watch all
day. I legitimately did want to hear all about it. I just want you to know that now, Andy.
Okay.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Okay.
It's just funny, you yawn at the same time.
I'm just tired. We played games till 1, and I got up at 3:30 with the baby, so I'm tired.
Goodness.
Anyway.
By the baby, do you mean
tornado warning.
Yeah, so we were under tornado watch all day. I was doing a... I was on a conference call with a shit ton of other people from all around the country, and my phone goes off and tells me that the tornado watch has become a tornado warning for my area, and says, seek shelter immediately. There is a strong storm heading your way. So I had to bail off that call. I was like, hey, everybody, this is going to end now because I got to go. There's somebody else from Atlanta on there as well. They're like, yep, my phone just went off too. I got to go find a basement. So I am a... safety warden for my company. So I got to put on my fat guy in a little coat, tiny yellow emergency vest thingy, and then go yell at people all up and down the hallway like, hey, probably don't want to be near these windows because there may be a tornado heading for us. So interior hallways and stairwells are better, and getting down to the first floor is best. If not, like, go cower in the bathroom and shit yourself. That's fine, too. But definitely not these desks next to the window.
If you're in the bathroom, you might as well shit in the toilet.
Yeah. We actually did have somebody poke their head in the bathroom. Like, it's a tornado warning, so just stay in here.
Keep on shitting.
Yep.
All right, I guess I'll play some Bejeweled.
So we have... we don't have that many like conference rooms that don't fit, have like glass facing out towards windows, but we do have one, and there happened to be a meeting going on in there. So I stuck my head in and told everybody, I'm like, hey, you guys are all safe, but just like in case this meeting breaks up before the tornado warning does, there's a tornado warning right now. You guys can stay here or you can go to stairwells or whatever, but you know, just don't go back to your desks. Completely missed the fact that of the four people in that meeting, one is a guy who has been in every single emergency warning warden training with me, and that like I was surprised as hell. Like I walk out the door and I hear the door open and close behind me, and I turn around and there's a guy coming out, and my first thought is, what the fuck are you doing, dude? This is literally the opposite of, oh, you're going to go put on your desk and go clear out your whole area because you're not actually there to tell people. So, like, we had one side of the building completely emptied out, and the other side of the building, a bunch of people, like, seeing me walking around being like, should we go somewhere? Because nobody was actually telling them, hey, all y'all, get the fuck away from that window over there.
Oh, I see. So he was the warning guy for everybody else, and he was stuck in that meeting.
Yep. And I guess his phone didn't go off, and like apparently me just randomly sticking my head into that meeting was the thing that notified him, and then he is the thing that notified like 30% of our company.
People could have died, Andy.
I know. I was like, we need overlaps. We need more, like, because everybody has like a zone that they clear out, and I'm thinking about it, and like everybody's got a backup. We're like, hey, if your primary is not here that day, then you need to do it. Well, I guess his backup was out, so I'm like, I think we need to make sure that like everybody's clearing the whole company, because otherwise we're just going to have like finance is going to die.
Here's a thought. How about a PA system?
That would also be great.
Don't you have a thing, like a paging thing? We had it at the radio station.
We don't. But that would make total sense, because then I could just, like, any one of us could walk up to that thing, hit the button, and say, attention, our company, run, fuckers!
But, like, you can't just, like, turn those phones on a speakerphone? Like, and hit a message to everybody? Your phones aren't jacked in like that?
I don't know. I don't think they are. Maybe they are.
Why are you the only one that got the notification about the thing?
It was my cell phone went off.
But no one else's cell phones went off?
A couple of other random people who weren't emergency wardens also had their...
And they're like, it's not my problem to tell everybody else. Goodbye.
Well, like a bunch of them that I... Well, okay. So a bunch of them that I saw had their phones go off, like also stood up and looked around like, what should we be doing? And as soon as they saw me putting the vest on, they're like, oh, Andy will lead us. And I told them, get the fuck out. And they went, yes, the fuck. That's where we shall get.
And they got.
Yeah. In fact, other than the fact that, like, we almost missed a whole section of the company because that one guy was in a meeting and I just randomly stuck my head into it, the only thing that didn't go well was when everything was cleared out, it took a while for somebody to realize, oh, yeah, there's a shitload of people on the first floor that, you know, just trundled down there to go to the, you know, the safest hallway. Somebody should go down there and tell them they can come back to their desks.
Nah.
So
let them stay down there.
Yeah, apparently there were a couple of tornadoes in the Atlanta area that day, but I guess the closest one to us was several miles away.
Oh, so it was all for naught.
All for naught. Yep. So, I came back in, like, the next day, and people were like, there he is, Dandy. He got us to safety. I was like, safety from the nothing. It was, like, a mile south of us. Like, but yeah, and it could have easily been here. Like, okay, well, thank me when I really save your life, instead of just interrupting your work day.
You missed our chance to go to Oz, that's for sure.
Yeah.
For show.
So I think that was all the excitement for the week. Oh! Drew did a little thing yesterday that we had to wake up super early in the fucking morning for.
Go ahead.
My kid kicked his feet.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
They did, like, a little science presentation thing about sound where they talked about, like, frequency, and they made, like, a water xylophone where you put a bunch of different... glass, like glasses or mason jars or whatever, and fill them up to different levels and then hit them. The water xylophone one cracked me up. I started to record it because I thought, oh, this will make a cute video, and then I realized they must have put the jars in the opposite order, because as the kids were playing Mary Had a Little Lamb, like, they were going down as the tones were going up, and vice versa. I was like, somebody needed to flip those backwards, because those kids memorized them by position. But we got up at the Ass Crack It On literally on Saturday so that we could be there at 8, and it's totally something we could have done at noon, but I guess the teachers had other things to do on Saturday, so they decided all the parents needed to get up early.
Like, now you know how it feels, parents.
Yeah.
In fairness, the teachers also had to get up early then, right?
This is true, but, like, it was their
probably
schedule, so
earlier.
Apparently they decided to do that.
All right.
I don't know. I guess sometimes you gotta get up early.
I know.
Noah, anything exciting this week?
I don't think so. I've been watching a lot of anime series. Well, you don't like anime series, then?
I don't.
List it!
Why not?
Something about the visual style does not appeal to me.
Okay, fair enough. I enjoy them. I mean, well, so I generally are more of a fan of the more realistic ones than the ones where, like, they'll have moments when their eye bulges out and, like, sweat comes down their forehead and, like, oh! Like, I'm not really a fan of those. More of the, you know, not realistic, but not so cartoony either, right? Like, the one I was watching was not necessarily realistic, because it was, like, in space, people live forever, they feed by photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. So, but it was Knights of Sidonia, it was a Netflix original. It's okay. I didn't love it, but... And then it's funny, I was watching another one right after we had talked about you not watching Lost, Tim, because mm-hmm. you're like, you want to know how it ends. And it was exactly like that. Like, this one wasn't really completely wrapped up. Like, where the anime series ends is, like, the middle of the manga. So there's, like, more stuff that happens. And apparently they don't even answer all the questions. Like, at the very beginning of the series, they bring up this question of, like, what's in this one guy's basement? We have the key for it. We should go look. And then they just drop that and never come back to it.
Son of a bitch.
It's like, what the fuck is in the basement? And it's supposed to, like, answer all the questions. Like, it'll answer all your questions that you have about... the anime is called Attack of the Titan. And there's these huge they call them titans, but they're basically humans that are, like, larger than people, and they've come in varying sizes.
Oh, I thought that was Attack on Titan.
You're right, actually. It is Attack on Titan.
God damn it.
So no one knows where they've came from, and supposedly the answer is in this basement that they never go visit. For some reason, they have the key. They talk about it. It's right nearby. They're like, no, we're going to go on this other adventure where we go off into the woods and go to this other place and not go to the basement that is, like, within our town.
Have you seen there's a trailer for a live action Attack on Titan film?
Yes, and I will probably see it.
Of course you will.
I mean, it looks kind of interesting.
It's not going to answer any of the questions either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not going to find out what's in that goddamn basement.
I haven't had all the questions answered already, so I'm like, well, I'll go see the live action. But yeah, that was pretty good. I'm watching another one called Psycho something. And basically, it's kind of similar to Minority Report, where they can see kind of like your psychological well-being, like how, like, mentally how stable you are. And based on that, they'll decide if you're going to commit a crime. So, like, if your hue is cloudy, then they might arrest you, or they might kill you, depending on how bad it is.
Yeesh.
And they have criminals help capture these people, because they can think like other criminals. And have these guns that will, based on how you're doing, your cloudiness level, it will either stun you or it will turn into this huge-ass crazy gun that just disintegrates you.
Huh.
Oh, dear.
That seems like an overreaction.
Well, it's funny because, you know, obviously when people get put in traumatic situations like that happened in one episode, like, they get kind of, like, crazy, like, well, I don't know what's happening, and so they're going to kill this one girl, but this other, this inspector was like, you know, no, she's just reacting to what happened, like, don't kill her, and they didn't, but it's an interesting show. I'm only a couple episodes in, and that was my week, pretty much, yeah.
We had game night last night, that was part of your week.
Oh, so, you know, I figured you'd say it, and I spent the night.
Yeah, he's here right now, he's across the hall.
Mm-hmm, I'm in the bed. Yeah.
She's in my mom's bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The bed Tim was made in.
No, I don't think that bed
yeah,
is that
I know.
However, it's not the first time there's been a black man in my mom's bed.
Oh, yeah. And it's not the first time I've been in your mom's bed. You know what I'm saying, Tim? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, you know.
We found out that we can do very funny voiceovers for the Avengers if it's on mute. Because our friend Zach was over and he wanted to have the basketball game on, and then he left it because I think the Giants game was also on, and so they're watching sports. And then at one point when I think they left and no one cared about sports anymore, they're like, can we put something interesting on? And so I put the Avengers on. My microphone's doing basically put down the microphone. Bye, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Hey. Welcome back.
Avengers.
My wife just reminded me where I was in the story. So we put the Avengers on, but we put it on mute. And so, like, it was the scene towards the beginning where Loki is breaking out of the shield base or whatever. And so, like, Samuel Jackson grabs the gun, and I'm like, pew, 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 pew. And then we started doing just random quotes. And I was like, does Captain America look like a bitch?
No. Well, then why are you trying to fuck him like one?
And Jeff was like, you guys need to do this on Tancast. I'm like, this doesn't play on an audio-only podcast. Yeah.
I'll be sure.
As you can tell from Andy's pity laughs as they tell him that story.
No, I close my eyes. I can mention it. I'm like, oh, good times. I wish I was there. There's more like sad laughs.
Like, we told some joke that made Tim really laugh. He's like, if I try to retell this, it's not going to be funny.
Oh, I remember that it happened. I don't remember what the joke was. But, oh, man, that made me laugh. Whew. Good times. We had good times. Game nights. They're great.
It was good. We went a little later than we had in the past. Got some extra games in.
Mm-hmm. We were playing Apples to Apples, which after you've played Cards Against Humanity, Apples to Apples really leaves you, like, underwhelmed.
Like, this is so tame and boring.
This isn't funny at all.
It's child-friendly.
We used to love that game. I mean, we've changed. You know, we used to love Pictionary. I don't think Pictionary was a hit last night.
I think the actual Pictionary part was, it was just that we kept having to do all plays, and they were, I don't know, and I don't know, they were not, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, challenging? but like not in a fun way. No, that's not it. I don't know. I don't know what it was. But after Steph and Zach left, Noah had to be on both teams, so he was often drawing, and then like that team lost, so he had to draw again for the other team.
And then I'd be confused what team I'm like, I don't even know what team I'm on. Who am I guessing with?
At one point, Noah's like, oh, I think we could just do that. I'm like, that's because he doesn't care if it's their turn, if we lose a turn, because he still gets to keep going. He never has to not play.
We had a whole bit about bearded ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Tim drew a bearded lady, and Danelle was comparing her drawing to his drawing. She's like, how did you get it? Her tits all uneven. And Tim's like, oh, fairness, yeah, all tits are uneven, or something like that. And she's like, watch it. And I'm like, oh, you know, I've seen enough bearded lady tits to know their tits are just all messed up, or something like that. I'm like, you know, me and Tim, we couldn't get laid. We had to take what we could get. We went from there. I think you said something, Tim. I can't remember.
Well, I said all tits except yours are messed up. You don't know because you don't get to see all the other tits.
Nice save, and then bringing it right back.
I know.
Tim was like, you know, you're make like you bare lady would give me stubble. I'm a fate, or like what'd you say? Like raise the
butter or apron. No, you said you ever get stubble burn on your balls, it hurts.
Yeah, that. But the reason I said that is you said something about like the beard rubbing against your face or something.
Oh, did I? It wasn't as funny as beard on balls. Because what is?
Well, yeah, things, but, you know, I'm equipped to test that now.
No.
No. I'm not.
Unless you mean you want Noah to blow you, because he's got a beard and you've got balls.
Well, I also have
allegedly.
A beard.
69, dudes!
I was just thinking about them recently. Oh, I had to make up some fake data to send out for something. So I started pulling stuff from like a bunch of random TV shows and movies and shit. And I actually looked up, I Googled Circle K in San Dimas, California, and put that in as one of the addresses. And snickered quietly to my geeky self. I'm like, no one else is going to get why this address is funny.
Someone might.
Maybe. That was random. That just happened this week.
Random.
Well, that was the other thing that happened this week.
What was the other thing?
We all got our eyes checked. It had been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah, God, it's been years and years. Turns out my eyes are very slightly worse, but fairly stable still.
Very slightly.
Yeah, it's been like 7 years, 8 years, something like that, and like I need like one unit stronger prescriptions. So like 0.25 diopter or whatever the hell it is.
I haven't gotten my eyes checked since we lived together.
Oof. You should make some time for that.
No.
So that was the picture that I took and took and sent to both of you, saying that I could see you from here.
Ah.
Did you not notice how big the red eye effect was on that picture, or were you just too taken by the beard?
I thought it was some sort of beard thing. I thought you were just being creepy.
Oh no! Take a good look at those eyes.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'd forgotten that when they put the drops. So I went alone. My wife was going to come with me, but she didn't want to wake up. I'd forgotten like how blurry having your pupils blown out that much makes fucking everything. So I drove home like that.
That's not the best idea.
I drove home like this.
Okay.
What?
Like I woke up like this.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, well, I thought you were just like, being creepy too.
If there had been somebody walking along the side of the road that, like, I knew, I wouldn't have recognized them because, like, I could, you know, faces were shapes. But, you know, I could see all the vehicles and I could see the lights and stuff like that. So I was okay. But then I think it was the one that was, like, testing my the pressure inside my eyeballs to make sure they weren't about to rupture. Whatever that's for, glaucoma, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I think... So you guys know that I have super sensitive eyes, but I'm also a huge pussy about things like touching my eyes. So like just getting the drops into my eyes was like a battle for the poor lab tech. But then when she was doing the thing that was testing the pressure of my eyes, you know, after she put the numbing drops in and let it go, I think that my eyes like moved around a bit while it was testing, because later that day, it felt like I'd been swimming in like the world's most chlorinated pool. Like I just felt like I had sand in my fucking eyes the rest of the day.
Oof. It does sound pleasant.
No, it was not. I think I got like very slight scratches on the front of my eyes, and then my super sensitive wussy eyes were fucking with me for the rest of that day.
Super sensitive fucking wussy eyes.
Yeah. And I thought when I got done with the actual doctor's appointment, I was like, oh, I'll go pick out some new frames, because it's time. These frames have definitely picked up a couple of battle scars. I got one one screw was like partially stripped, so every once in a while the frames just lose an eyepiece, and I got to like shove the screw back in. Yeah. So I'm out there, I'm looking at the frames, and I realize I can't see shit. Like, I can barely see these frames when I hold them right up in front of my face. I'm never going to see how they look on my face. So I'll have to go back eventually, pick out some new frames.
You look beautiful.
I need to look sexy.
Beautiful.
You look like a sexy beautiful bitch.
Beautiful Andy. No. We're not doing some blunt.
Okay.
Hey, gutty gum.
I thought you were going to go for a marijuana joke there, since he said blunt.
Ah.
Hey there, guy weed.
There you go.
What are you going to say, Tim?
I was going to suggest a game, but maybe not.
Well, what would tell us about this game?
6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon. I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, that is true.
I listened to an old episode. It was amusing.
Let's do it. Let's
do you really indeed want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Order up 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon.
I'm probably going to suck at this.
So, this is, you have to connect actors, but without using Kevin Bacon as actor.
Yes,
correct. And so, like, one person selects an actor, one person selects an actor, and then they give it to the person who's got a guess, and they get 5 minutes. And then, if during that time you think of a way to do it in less steps than the person who does it, you get to throw that in there, and you get a point. Oh, and how the point systems work is it's 6 degrees, so if you do it in all six... if you take all 6 movies, you get 1 point. 5 movies, 2 points. 3 movies, 3 points. 4 movies. Wait. I did that backwards. 6 movies, 1 point. 5 movies, 2 points. 4 movies, 3 points. 3 movies, 4 points. 2 movies, 5 points. If you happen to get one where you can think of them in the same movie, you get 6 points. Or 5 points. Fuck!
6 points.
What did I say? Six. Okay,
points.
Great.
Yes.
Great. All right. You guys get it. We're saying, right? Right? Yeah. Am I right?
So Andy, Tim, you'll pick a movie. You'll pick two movies.
No, person.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tim will pick a person. I will pick a person. We will tell you our persons. You will attempt to link them.
Right.
When it's my turn, you will pick a person. Tim will pick a person. You will tell me those persons. I will try to link them.
Got it. And then each of you are trying to do it less than I can do it.
Yes, so while you're doing your links, we're going to try to beat you to steal from you.
Got it.
Well, but not necessarily steal, because you still get your points.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
We're going to try to steal some bonus points.
Right.
All right, I'm in it to win it.
Sorry, steal. I can go first, so, you know, in, you know, Doug Love Benson way, so that you can watch it happen again.
All right.
So you guys think of an actor?
I've got one. I'm ready.
All right.
All right, hold on. Let me think of somebody.
You got to think of somebody. You gotta think of somebody.
All right, I'll try this.
Gotta think of somebody.
Andy, I got one.
Okay.
All right,
Tim,
what do you got for me?
Tim, your first actor is Hank Azaria.
And all right. I got Chris Pine.
On timer is set. Hey, start. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, Hank Azaria and Chris Pine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hank Azaria was in lots of, I wouldn't say lots of movies, but he's been in movies. Chris Pine has not been in a ton of fucking movies. All right, definitely not going to be able to do it in one. Hank Azaria, Chris Pine. Hank Azaria, Chris Pine. Put them together. What do you get? Goodness.
Start talking it out, Tim. That's always worked for us in the past.
I am fucking talking it out. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Sorry.
You got somewhere to be? I've only wasted 1 minute. Who else was in Star Trek that I could link somewhere else? Oh, there's Zoe. I can't do that much with Zoe.
I can do it in two.
Oh, wow. Chris Pine. Fuck. What else has Denzel been in? That's going to be my...
Oh, that's a pretty good... He's been in a shit ton of shit.
Yes, but has he been anything with... Not Tom Hanks. Who was the other guy? Hank Azaria. Fuck.
Tom Hanks Azaria. It's just one person.
Tom Hanks was in the Simpsons movie with Hank Azaria. And that's what I was thinking would be my... would be my golden ticket out of there. John Cusack. I'm all over the place. I'm sure for the people who don't know what the internal thing I'm thinking of, I'm like, what? John Cusack? What's he got to do with anything? See, Hank Azaria was in America's Sweethearts with Julia Roberts. Who was in The Pelican Brief with Denzel Washington, who is in Unstoppable with Chris Pine. I got it in three.
Nice. Want to see me do it in two?
Do I? Yes.
Hank Azaria was in Run, Fat Boy, Run with... Oh, sorry, Run, Fat Boy with Simon Pegg, who was in Star Trek with Chris Pine.
Oh, God damn it! You son of a bitch.
I can't beat either one of those. I was off the rails. I was eventually going to get there with like Hank Azaria to Rob Williams to Matt Damon to Ben Affleck to... the Asian guy, who I can't remember his name, which stopped me to Star Trek.
Henry Cho?
Yes.
Ah.
All right, so I get 4 points for 2 and 3. Is that what we decided? 6, 5, 4, 3. Hang on. That's right. These rules should be written down, but we just get banned to this game so long ago.
Yes, you get 4 points.
No, it's Ben Affleck to, I can't remember his name now. Gay guy. I know it's not very descriptive. How I Met Your Mother. Like,
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
Yes.
What'd you say, Andy?
Neil Patrick Harris. And yes. You were going to go John Cho in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. So, Tim, you get 4 points, and I get 1 point for beating you by one, right?
Correct.
One bonus point.
So, Andy has 1, Tim has 4. Let's go to the next round.
All right. Well, do you guys want to do for me, or?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do for you.
Do next?
Ooh, let's see.
Ooh, I almost went with one that was way too easy. Huh. I don't want to be too hard though, because like it's no fun if you can't actually like if it's like a super impossible actor, then it sucks.
Yeah, I almost said Mae West, and I was like, fuck that.
Jesus. Yeah, he's only been in like 2 movies. I'm not gonna use him.
I figured Hank Azaria was okay. He's been in a shit ton of things. Lots of voice work too.
I could literally only think of 2.
Oh, sorry. Was it the Simpsons movie and Godzilla?
Oh, I didn't even think of Godzilla. No, it was the Simpsons movie and America's Sweethearts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, America's Sweethearts.
The youth of my manhood. Oh, those were good times, I'm telling you now.
Yes.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Come again.
Thank you.
All right, I got one.
Oh, you do? Shit. Okay, good. I got one.
Okay. Go ahead, Noah.
Gary Busey?
Cuba Gooding Jr. You ready, Andy?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, time to start. Timer has started.
Fuck, Gary Busey is going to fuck me.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
That's frightening.
I've just touched the episode.
If only we wouldn't get... fuck it. We'll put it on there. It'll get censored by iTunes. What are you going
to do? Well, you can just do F star star star.
That's what iTunes is going to do, so...
Oh, yeah.
All right, just F star star star. Okay, I'll do that.
Or go for the gusto. Gary Busey.
Oh, wait, Cuba. That's actually, I think, super easy. Oh, that's right, I can steal. I should be thinking of it.
Yes.
Okay,
So let's see. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been in a bunch of shit.
I just realized I thought of a different movie to link him to the same actor.
De Niro to... Fuck. No, that's not going to work. Ah! My brain keeps thinking that... No, it wasn't fucking Gary Busey. I keep trying to put Gary Busey in 48 Hours, and no. Now I can't remember that actor's name, but it wasn't him.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, Nick Nolte. Yes, I was going to say, somebody else with a crazy mugshot. Fuck, I think I'm fucked. Gary Busey.
Down to 3 minutes, just to let you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm trying to think of things that Gary Busey has cameoed in, just to like get a toehold in here. I'm drawing a complete fucking blank.
Yeah, I can only think of 2 movies Gary Busey's been in. But I feel like I should be able to get there from the actors in those movies. Like, there's one I feel like they have to have been in something together. Or at least something that with other people who were in something together.
Fuck. Like, if it was Jake Busey, I'd have this. But I can't... I'm sure Jake and Gary have been in things together, but I can't think of anything. Wow. Yeah. Ow. Shit, was he... No, he wasn't. God damn it.
Oh, sorry. Minute 40.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you when you're halfway done, but I was staring off into space thinking of movies.
Someone's going to get a boatload of bonus points on this one.
No, you only get one, no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I can't call it early because there's still time for you guys to work on your steals, but I'm fucking lost. I'm not going to be able to do it.
I feel like there's a way to do it. It's bugging me. I know our listeners are like, fucking duh!
I feel like once we do this, we can workshop it. Because I can't get anything either. I feel like, same thing.
I bet he was in one of those fucking movies. I just can't think of it. Like one of those movies with, like, you know, a huge black cast. Like, oh, it's one of those. It's just like a huge black cast of people. And I bet this person I'm thinking of and Cuba Gooding Jr. were in one of those movies together. Just because there's only so many black actors in Hollywood that people know.
Ah! Well, I'm just going to let the time run out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's going to be loud in my ear, isn't it? Yep, it is.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, I heard that, too. Okay, so what do we got for Gary Busey?
I only have Lethal Weapon and Predator, too.
Okay, so one thing I was thinking of was Mel Gibson was in Lethal Weapon, who was, mm-hmm. and it was also Machete Kills, which had a ton of people in it.
Oh.
That's the way I was going, but...
Oh, yeah. Fuck, he was also in Expendables. I don't know why I didn't go that way.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit.
Because I was trying to get him to Alec Baldwin, which would get us to Pearl Harbor, which had Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. Or Ben Affleck, or Josh Hartnett, or Kate Beckinsale. I'm like, they've got to be in here somewhere. Somewhere. But I thought Danny Glover had probably been in some one of those like all-black cast movies with Cuba Gooding Jr. I just can't think of one.
Yeah, I was thinking like, the same thing.
Like Death at Funeral or something yeah, like that.
But I was like, I can't place them together.
Okay, Josh Hartnett. So wait a sec. Yeah, so Mel Gibson... let's go for Machete Kills, just for shits and giggles. Machete Kills had...
So many people in it. I can't remember, unfortunately, though.
Charlie Sheen was in there, right?
Charlie Sheen. He was, too. Danny Trejo, who's been in a ton of stuff.
Well, let's see. We could do Danny Trejo back to Con Air and... he was in Grindhouse with Bruce Willis.
And Bruce Willis was in Expendables, right?
Yes, but...
Well, we can get there faster.
I was like, we would have just gone to Expendables 3 if we wanted to get to Expendables.
Yeah.
Well,
because Mel Gibson was in that as well.
Oh, right. Right. Okay. For some reason, I thought it was the other way. Because you were trying to collect Cuba Gooding Jr. from Pearl Harbor, which had a bunch of people in it.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay, so...
Oh, wait. Bruce Willis was in... but were they in the same Sin City? Josh Hartnett and Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay.
Wait.
Yes. They totally were. The first one.
So, did I do it?
So you go Lethal Weapon gets you to Mel Gibson, who is... Oh, but you have to do an extra step, because Bruce Willis wasn't in that Expendables. So, like, you go Stallone, who was in the first Expendables, with Bruce Willis, who was in Sin City, with Josh Hartnett, who was in Pearl Harbor, with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, maybe probably could do it shorter.
We did it when we got no points for anybody, because the time has been out. All right, Noah, it's your turn.
I just checked the Oracle of Bacon.
Trained personnel will be assisting you soon. Please help us by remaining calm.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was in Blow Away with David Hodges, who is in Under Siege with Gary Busey.
You can connect to random actors in the Oracle of Bacon?
Yep. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in As Good As It Gets with Julie Bentz, who is in Black Sheep with Gary Busey.
Fuck, I forgot about As Good As It Gets.
I didn't forget about it, but I just didn't realize, yeah, the connection.
And he was in Outbreak with George Christie, who was in Predator 2 with Gary Busey. There is a shitload of two-link jumps between Cuba Gooding Jr. and Gary Busey.
Yeah, but they're with lesser-known actors that you're not going to know. We're going for above-the-title-only actors.
Because that's about all we can remember.
I'm ready.
All right, let's give Noah some actors.
Okay, well then how about he was in Welcome to Hollywood with Cameron Diaz, who was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Gary Busey.
Relax yourself. Focus.
All right. And close that website, cheater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, this is totally closing, because, yeah.
Cheater.
Games aren't fun to cheat.
Your mom's not fun to cheat.
Yeah, she is. Ass to ass.
Oh, goodness.
We have a yes and we have a no.
Back and forth forever.
Oh, dear.
All right, Noah, you ready? Because I got mine for you.
I got mine.
All right.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Scarlett Johansson.
Will Smith.
All right.
That's going to be fucking super easy, I bet.
I bet you it is.
All right. And go.
All right. Well, so we'll start with Avengers, right? A ton of people in that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to go.
And then Will Smith. Has he been in a movie with any of... All right. Let's name his movies. He was in Men in Black. He was in... After Earth, which I don't think has a lot of people. Oh, Independence Day. It's a big one. I gotta make some connections. All right, so Independence Day had... What's that guy's name? Jeff Goldblum. Did I ask the right way to go? All right, all right, Adventures has Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., Samuel Jackson. Oh, fuck. It's so much harder when you're doing it. Like, yep. Like I know there's all these connections.
All right.
Samuel Jackson. Oh, fuck.
Scarlett Johansson was also in that movie He's Not That Into, which also had a bunch of people in it. Oh, wait. Okay. Will Smith had a cameo, right, in Jersey Girl.
Right.
Which had Ben Affleck and J-Lo. What else has Ben Affleck been in with other people? Wait, was Ben Affleck in everyone's... Is that the end to you?
I believe he was.
Okay, Will Smith to... Yeah, Will Smith and Jersey Girl to Ben Affleck and He's Not the End to you to Scarlett Johansson in Avengers. So how many steps is that? That's three?
Wait. I thought you said Scarlett Johansson was in She's Just Not Into You.
So Ben Affleck... Will Smith to Ben Affleck.
Via
Jersey Girl. Ben Affleck to Scarlett Johansson via He's Not That Into You.
That's it. So you have to get to Avengers.
To Avengers, right?
Wait.
Oh. Wait.
Why are you going to Avengers? Stop. Aren't we just getting to Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was so focused on Avengers.
I can't beat that. Mine took an extra movie.
Yeah.
Mine was... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jen.
Mine was Scarlett Johansson was in Avengers with Stan Lee, who was in Captain America Winter Soldier with Tommy Lee Jones, who was in Men in Black with Will Smith.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's good.
So that's two steps?
You did two steps.
Yep.
All right.
So 5 points.
Andy, do you have a thing? What's?
I had a couple of options. I was trying to go Will Smith to Harrison Ford via Anchorman 2.
Oh.
And then find a connection from Harrison Ford to Scarlett Johansson. I also could have done Sacha Baron Cohen. I could have done... Shit, so many people show up in that fight scene. That's...
Oh, I forgot about Anchorman 2.
Yeah. So many cameos.
Somebody was in a Marvel movie in there?
Well, there is. The guy who played Cyclops. But it's the wrong... It's the Fox Marvel Universe, not the...
Oh, but Stan Lee was in at least one of those X-Men movies.
Was he?
Yeah, he wasn't in the first two, I think. But I think he might have been in the third one.
Huh.
All right, Noah wins with 5 points.
Good job, Noah.
You're doing it.
I'm just...
Thank you, Shitty Romantic Comedies, for making this game work.
And fuck you, Gary Busey.
Be in more things.
That I remember. Be in more things I've seen recently.
All right, unless anybody has anything to add, I think we can call it a wrap.
I'm good.
All right, you're doing it like Gary Busey.
Fuck you.
Remember, never trust Gary Busey to not look scared.
This week I hate it when Gary Busey summons tornadoes to attack me. I'm retroactively blaming Gary Busey.
I like it.
Thank you. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Tim, have you stopped recording?
No, why? What's up?
Oh, I was going to have you bring Michael in.
Oh, why?
My wife wants Drew to sing Happy Birthday to him.
Aw. Alright. I can do that.
Yeah. Kick his feet.
Let me go seek out my boy.
Okie dokie. Okay, he's not there yet, bud. Come here.
Michael's not over there.
Not yet.
Is your son there yet?
He is.
All right. I'll get the headphones too, Michael.
There you go. See if Uncle Tim can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Happy birthday. Wait, I can even start now?
Yeah, he's listening.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Louder. Use your voice.
Thank you. I can hear him whispering.